views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio
is about to commence.
Good morning, North State, and welcome to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media with Carl and Linda Bott, 7:05 in the morning on August the 29th. Two more days, Bad Bob. Phone lines here are 530-605-4567, and we are streaming live at KCNR 1460. And Chatpak can, people that want to chat with us or put comments in or discuss the world events can join the Chatpak.
Well, the breakfast was nice, but it just there wasn't any room to move around and mingle anything. We were
packed in there yesterday.
It was a pack for the pack.
Yeah, we had like over 20 people there yesterday for breakfast down at Black Bear Diner. And thank you so much, everybody, for showing up. It was really good to put a face on Phil Smith. That's not his real name, by the way. There was a Bear. Bear was there. Yeah, we just a number of people showing up there. So we had a great time. Linda, of course, she called this morning. She's in Truckee at this point, heading for Colorado for the family reunion she's going to. And anyway, Bad Bob is on the phone, so we'll go from here. Okay, today, Dr. Danuka, Piyush Danuka is going to be on with our regular medical hour, but he's got a lot of things he's going to talk about today. We're going to be talking about, what he's seeing in the medical care, and a couple of other, specific topics that people want. Now, here's a chance, my friends, to make a phone call if you've got questions about medical care and, the general questions. He can't get into specifics, but can't do diagnostics over the phone. But he can talk in generalities and at least point you in the right direction, which is what which really helps. Who is really your physician? We trust people with our lives and our health, but we have to have a lot of knowledge ourselves. We probably know ourselves a lot better than any physician will ever know us. So we have to be able to help them, help us. Okay, Bad Bob, what's the weather today?
We're looking for plentiful sunshine, high around 97, low tonight 64, and high tomorrow 98. So we're staying out of the triple digits for the time being. And currently in Redding, 63 degrees. And the report, as always, is brought to you by Anselmo Vineyards.
Anselmo Vineyards, 474-5546. Music this weekend, of course, and dancing. They do dancing up there all the time also. Of course, great dinners, great lunches Thursday. In fact, tomorrow is pizza night. Be a good time to get up there. The scenery is beautiful. The wine is just outstanding. And the food, of course, is very, very, very good. Okay, we're going to go to our Wells Fargo advisors here, Kathy Lathrop Cummings, who's going to tell us all the good things that are happening in Wall Street. Kathy.
Good morning, Carl. Good morning, everyone. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is negative 6 points at 13,096. Standard & Poor's 500 is positive fractionally at 1,409, and the NASDAQ is positive 2 at 3,079. Active stocks today include Bank of America up 8 cents at $8.04, and Nokia down 18 cents at $2.85. Stocks of local interest, Tri-County's Bank is up 19 cents at 15.73, and North Valley Bank is up a penny at 13.81. Turning to the bond market, we are finding lowered prices there this morning, which has increased the 30-year Treasury yield to 2.77%. Headed over to the commodity markets, gold is down $3.60 at $16.66.10, silver down 13 cents at $30.83, and crude oil down 62 cents at $95.71. That's the market for now. This is financial advisor Kathy Lathrop Cummings with the Reading Office of Wells Fargo Advisors, LLC.
Hey, Kathy Lathrop Cummings, thank you very much. We have our Wells Fargo Advisors on Monday through Friday, 7:10, 8:10, and 9:10 in the morning, and they are the ones to lead you through Wall Street, if anybody can. They're located on Park Marina Drive. Stop down there and see them, talk to them, see what they have in mind. They're good people, and they have your well-being, and their, that is what they want to have. They want you to be a success. Okay, we're going to take a quick break. Bren, we're going to come back. We've got 1,000 things to talk about. You know, I don't want, you know, I want to talk, we talked a little bit about the breakfast yesterday, and we'll talk a little bit about that, but let's talk about the Republican convention. There was a little rioting going on, and I shouldn't say rioting, some consternation on the floor of the Republican National Convention yesterday, and it, you know, can we mention the name Ron Paul here? I know it'll make a few people happy. We're going to talk about that, and we're going to talk about Afghanistan for a minute. Afghanistan, where it may not be the greatest place to go to party. We'll be right back.
The caller said he was in San Francisco when his motorhome got stuck while exiting a steep driveway and blocked a traffic lane. A tow truck had to be called to pull me free, and the police were not very happy. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. He said, I have been to every RV repair place from the Bay Area to Redding, and no one could help me. The rear end is sagging and it drags in many driveways. The manufacturer is out of business and new springs are not available. I recommended we rebuild the springs and re-arch them to gain more height. I also recommended adding 2 more leaves per side to compensate for the weight of cargo. He called me a few months later. I just went through the same driveway I got stuck in before. I was nervous, but this time it was perfect. Well, the tow truck driver missed out, but I'm sure the police were happy. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
MTC Door, the North State's premier door and finish company, wants you to know you don't have to put up with that worn-out leaky front door or that sticky bedroom door with the hole in it. An old exterior door can be unsightly, and it can cost you money in lost heating and cooling. MTC Door can have your old door out and that new one in the same day. Add new hardware, and you've increased your security and your savings. A simple investment that makes your home more attractive, secure, and energy efficient. MTC Door and Finish, 223-0200. Helping you and your home, one door at a time. I'm here with Joe Adamson of Adamson's Peak Performance. What's going on at Adamson's?
Hi, Rachel. Summer's here, and you know what that means. Swimsuits, shorts, tank tops. Now's the time to get started. Virtually every client that comes to Adamson's Peak Performance wants 3 things. Lose fat, look better, and feel healthier. We've developed a personal training and nutrition program that accomplishes just that.
Can you tell us a little bit about this program?
Yes, it's called the New Body 180 because it's 180 days long and because it includes everything you need to make a 180-degree change in the way you look and feel.
Well, I hear you've had some really great results with this program.
We've had women lose up to 3 jean sizes in just the first 12 weeks.
To get started or for more information on the New Body 180, call Steve at 221-8006 or go online to AdamsonsPeakPerformance.com. Get the New Body 180. Turn your life around with Adamson's Peak Performance.
Imagine a future where your body is sculpted, not by needles with pain and bruising, not with painful invasive surgery, but with light, shrinking your fat cells painlessly, giving you unbelievable results. That future is now. Redding Body Genesis. Body sculpting unlike anything you have ever experienced. Medically directed, FDA approved. Redding Body Genesis. 356-2590. Man made better.
You're listening to KCNR 1460 Free Fire Radio.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. 7:14 in the morning, August the 29th. It's 63 degrees up there. It's going to get up in the 90s today. Great place to go down into Espresso Joe's down at Tobacco and Brew and get, you know, besides getting coffee here this morning, and they have all these special, they have all these specials on all the time. You know, you have to get your coffee out there. You can sit out there with your buddies or with people out there that are just casually looking about what's going on down in Hilltop Drive. But also, you have ice drinks when it gets really hot, and then go across, and they will meet or beat any price for tobacco products at Tobacco and Brew. Joe and Shelley have done a lot for our community, discounts for veterans, but they take care of our community in a lot of ways, and have for over 30 years, over 3 decades. Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. I don't know. Bad Bob, should I start out with, you know, the fact that Russell Hunt got arrested for stalking?
Well, if nothing else, Mr. Hunt is a colorful local figure. Of course, he's run for just about every office that it is possible to run for.
He takes signs from his old the old place he was running for, the old position he was running for, and he tapes all
magic
of them.
He's trying to show that he's frugal with the magic marker and masking tape.
The thing about here is before you dismiss Russell Hunt completely.
He gathered quite a few votes.
He got quite a few votes. Well, he's got name recognition now. He's got the felons in the county behind him. But they can't vote. They're not supposed to, but who knows with the new things we've got going here in the state of California. But he had, you know, he actually had, there's times when he had some ideas that were pretty good. But see, because they came from Russell Hunt, they were immediately dismissed. This was a couple years ago, the last time I saw him. Anyway, it just seems like Russell Hunt, about every 6 months.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, that's getting some serious stuff here. Hey, don't go to Afghanistan if you want to party. This, you know, and here's a country that we're losing an average of somebody being killed or injured like, you know, once a day here in the last couple of months. We've had many killed. And I wrote a blog the other day about a 4-hour mission that cost 2 Marines their legs and wounded several others. And this is for Afghanistan, because what we're doing is we're going to push the Taliban out. We're going to control this. We're going to give them freedom. Well, look at Afghanistan. Afghanistan is a series of villages, and it's a tough country. It's geographically, it is a harsh country in many places. So a party was held, and people were dancing and listening to music. Well, the local Talibans, you know, who are against that, anything like music and dancing, attend the party, stop it, kill and behead 17 members of the families that were there dancing and having a party. This is the country we're trying to subdue, in the sense of subduing the bad guys so we can give the good guys a chance to have a government. Well, it's been 11 years. It's been 11 years. I don't see it happening. I see more things. I see more death and destruction here. I think it's, you know, I would like to see Romney, and I hope he does, he addresses what's going on in Afghanistan. I mean, this is like a war that if you just don't talk about it, it's going to go away. Well, the only things that's going to happen is people may not talk about it. We're still going to have young men and women being sent home in body bags or being injured, losing limbs, just, you know, being injured severely in shrapnel and explosions.
The argument could be made this was the straw that broke the Soviets' back. I'm sorry.
Yeah. Okay.
I didn't mean to derail your train.
Going on and to the other thing, Republican National Convention, a slight, you know, and some people, if you're watching, I was watching part of it. I couldn't watch all of it. I don't watch a lot of these things. I do like to catch the highlights at times, but I did watch while they were counting. I just happened to switch on the channel when they were getting close to nominating Romney. The state of Nevada says, hey, we have 26 votes, 25 of them go to Ron Paul and blah, blah, and one to Romney, or 3 to Romney, or whatever it was. But the thing was, is that the woman up in the front who was doing the count never mentioned anybody's name except Romney's. And then you could hear that if somebody said, you know, 20 votes for Romney, 2 votes for Paul in the background, and she would go, Romney, and you'd hear, and 2 for Ron Paul. Now, I don't know how they do these. I can't remember how they did it. Last time there was a convention, I think I was someplace else. But the Ron Paul people were really into it. Now, here's what I think. The nomination's over. Romney's won. It's time to put down the Ron Paul signs and say, and put up the Mitt signs. It's time to pull together, my friends. Otherwise, you're going to have a debt that you're not going to ever believe in this next one. You're going to have inroads against business and the Second Amendment and your personal rights if Obama gets in again. There's nothing to hold him back this time. Even if you put a House of Representatives and a Senate, he can do things by executive order, as he's done with the illegals. You know, it's time to get together. If you want to win this election, you've got to mend the house. You've got to get everybody into the room. You've got to get as many people under the roof as you possibly can. And you've got to be thinking anybody but Obama. Because if you don't, if you go out there, oh, well, you know, it doesn't count California. I can vote for anybody I want to because he's got California sewn up. Maybe he doesn't. Maybe he doesn't. How do you know? Maybe people are going to be so tired of this that it becomes that close. Got to take a break. Carl and Linda Bott. Linda, of course, is on her way to Colorado and in a family reunion. But we're going to try and, you know, move ahead, move forward. We'll be right back. This is Carl Bott. I'm with Chef John Stadelli right here at Anselmo Vineyards. I'm back in the kitchen.
Hey, good morning, Carl. Thanks for stopping by.
Well, you know, I love it here. What's on the menu for today?
Today we're rolling out some special raviolis for Grandma Velia.
Beef, raviolis, salad, fish. You know, if you go to Anselmo's, it's going to be a superb meal.
Always made fresh with a ton of passion.
Well, that's why we like dining there.
Anselmo Vineyards, just a short drive from Palisadro. Anselmo Vineyards, it will become your favorite destination getaway.
Play to win in the Football Rivals Slot Tournament at Wind River Casino on Friday, September 7th. Top prize is $1,199, $25 buy-in, win cash, or free slot play. Football memorabilia prizes for triple five bonuses. All participants receive $5 free slot play and have a chance to win a 42-inch flat-screen TV to watch the big games. Walk away a winner in the Football Rivals Slot Tournament, over $3,000. For details, call 1-800-280-UWIN or log on to windriver.com. It's better on the rip. Play in our weekly slot tournaments at Wind River Casino. The simple slot tournament strategy is to play fast, stay focused, and have fun. Slot tournaments are Wednesdays at noon and Fridays at 6 p.m. Every third Wednesday, $250 is added to the prize pool. Every third Friday, $500 is added to the prize pool. And every fourth Friday, $1,000 is added to the prize pool. Plus $5 free slot play for all in prize drawings. Walk away a winner. For entry fees and details, call 1-800-280-UWIN or log on to windriver.com. It's better on the river.
At Platinum Auto Glass, if it has wheels and windows, our certified technicians can fix it. That's right, certified technicians specializing in every aspect of window repair and replacement. Whether it's in the shop or at your location with our mobile service. The best part is, all of our work is guaranteed and we'll even help you pay your deductible. A chipped, cracked, or leaky window can be unsafe and possibly get you a ticket as well. Don't put off what our techs can do for you. Platinum Auto Glass, 229-1799. The best price in town, hands down. Get the Platinum experience.
Alliance Heating and Air wants you to be cool and comfortable. We are committed to the highest level of quality and customer services and believe it should not cost you a dollar more for your peace of mind. Alliance Heating and Air offers the absolute best in installation, repair, and maintenance. We're here for your heating and air conditioning emergencies 7 days a week, 24 hours a day. Find out more at homecomfort.org. That's homecomfort.org. Alliance Heating and Air. We look forward to serving you at just the right temperature.
Hey, it's Rachel Lane with KCNR 1460 AM, inviting you to join us Sundays at 4 for The Kitchen Sink. It's a show about everything and the kitchen sink. We'll be discussing everything from parenting to science, arts, culture, music, and we'll be highlighting some very important community members right here Sundays at 4 o'clock. Please join us every Sunday, 4 to 5, right here on 1460 AM and KCNR1460.com. It's The Kitchen Sink with me, Rachel Lane, on Free Fire Radio.
You're listening to KCNR 1460 Free Fire Radio.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl Bott and Linda Bott. Linda's on assignment to Colorado. 7:24 in the morning, August the 29th, 63 degrees out there. All right, the Board of Supervisors met yesterday on realignment. The West Foreman and his gang of, his group of realignment people there were putting in a budget. The Board of Supervisors turned down the realignment budget because it didn't have enough specifics. Finally, Board of Supervisors, hooray, you're doing your job. You've started taking a look at things that you should have started taking a look at 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 months ago. Maybe we wouldn't be in this predicament. Now, Foreman says, wait a minute, when you say you want more specifics, it's kind of ties my hands and this, and they're saying, look, you can't just give us, a bill for $1.6 million without something in there. As one of them said, you've got a car but no engine. Okay. Anyway, but then they did say they're going to hire the manager. They said, we can do that right away for him. And says, well, who is the manager? And I'm not a nitpicking kind of guy, but who's the manager? Is it going to be handpicked by Foreman, who's been in charge of this for the last, 10 months and nothing's happened? Is it going to be somebody from another group that doesn't know anything what they're talking about? Is the board of supervisors going to have anything to say about it? How about Larry Lees? Is Larry Lees going to say, okay, this is the guy that can do the job? Somebody needs to do it because everybody's being overrun. Nothing is being done in realignment. We finally got the floor of the jail open. Hey, Tom, thanks. But what about the rest of the stuff? Are we moving anybody to other counties yet? I understand that the crime spree has leveled off a little bit. It's still up, but it's not up as much as it was. It's still over 50% up. We need to do something. So, Board of Supervisors, take this thing back. Get off, come back from wherever else you're working, wake up from wherever you're at, come off the golf course, get out of court, whatever everybody's doing, and come back here and take care of us. That's all we want. All right. Good news. R&R Meats is buying Buzz's Crab. If you haven't seen that, they are buying Buzz's Crab. They're going to have, expand R&R Meats. They're going to have a seafood section over there where Buzz's Crab was, and then a smoking area. Not smoking like Charles, wants, but smoking of meats and hams and things like that. No, Charles, don't get your hopes up. It's not a place you can just go in there and smoke. I know. But anyway, they want to bring crabs back to town. Well, I got news for you. I'm a crab and I'm here already. I'm not leaving. What else we have going? All right. Big thing. Governor Brown wanted to change the pension system. Hooray for Governor Brown. He didn't get everything he wanted. The unions were fighting him on it, and it hasn't passed yet. But here are some of the things that I think are, could make, a big, could have a, it's going to be a big change in how we're doing business with the unions, if I understand this right. New employees have to pay 50% of their pension benefits. Age retirement has raised to 67 before you can get full benefits from 60. Unless you're a public safety employee, then it goes up to 57 by 50. In other words, this 3 at 50 where you can get, if you've been on the job for 30 years, you can get 90%+ of what you're making. They've changed the way that they're paying too, so you don't get the spiking so much of the pay in the last year. However, there is no health care changes on who's paying in health care and all this. So it's still coming out. I just looked at it for the first time this morning, so we're going to get more into it. The Record Searchlight has an editorial on it, and they're right about one thing. It's a two-tiered system, but guess what? What are you going to do? Change all the people that are there right now? So you've got to take a step someplace. Now, I would like to see, too, is that if we're doing this at state level, we should be able to do it at county and city level, too. Now, that could upset some people, but we have got to get this under control. Is that, the entitlements, and I say entitlements are the a number of things, plus the fact we're giving money to illegals, which we're going to get to in just a second here, we've got to get this under control. We've got to have pension reform. I think everybody knows that. Everybody believes that. Even the unions believe this. So we've got to figure out the way to do it so we can start tapping into that right away. So people can start paying into it right away so we can start getting some of those funds back. Now, in case you haven't heard about it, AB 1081, it prohibits law enforcement of California from complying with federal laws by holding illegals for 48 hours. If they've arrested an illegal, that's an illegal alien. You can call it a lost traveler or whatever else they've been called. But they're illegal aliens. They're here. You can hold them for 48 hours until ICE could get them. Now, this law, AB 1081, prohibits law enforcement from complying with this and says they need to be released immediately after being cleared of a suspected crime. So, if you pick somebody up, say you pick up four people in a gang, right? Bad bomb. I'm looking for some acknowledgement here. I know. Make up your mind, right? You can pick up, say, four gang members. Mm-hmm. You got three of them for carrying. The other guy is an illegal. He's hanging around with them, but he doesn't have a gun on him. Now, what do you do?
Under the
law, right now, you call ICE, and they come pick them up. Under the new law, guess what? They're turned loose immediately.
to arrange bail for his buddies?
I guess so, because he is now. If he had another felony, there could be an exception to this. But here we are. We're turning ourselves into the laughing stock of the nation. But now we're turning ourselves not just into sanctuary cities. Congratulations, Democrats. We're going for being sanctuary state, the first sanctuary state in the union. Golden Colorado, California. Thank you very much, Democrats.
From the Fox Business Network, trading is light on Wall Street for a third straight day as investors wait to hear from Federal Reserve Chairman Ben Bernanke Friday at the central bank's annual meeting. At 10 a.m. Eastern, the Dow is just about flat. Eli Lilly is announcing it stopped the Phase 3 development of a schizophrenia drug. The decision was made after independent analysis indicated it was unlikely to have a positive outcome that wasn't based on any safety signals. Liberty Media is boosting its stake in Sirius XM Radio. According to an SEC filing, John Malone's company purchased another 40 million shares, bringing its total stake to 48.8%. The move comes a week and a half after Liberty Media filed a petition with the FCC to take control of the satellite radio company. And Fidelity Investments is promoting Abigail Johnson to run all of the company's main businesses. That's the strongest signal yet that the longtime Fidelity executive could be the next leader of the mutual fund giant founded by her grandfather. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Diane Macedo.
Business phone systems don't have to be expensive or hard to install and maintain. Cudatel is an easy-to-use, next-generation VoIP phone system that enables seamless, high-definition voice and video communication. It's time to fire the phone guy. Because Cudatel can be deployed by your in-house or outsourced IT staff. Starting at just $1,399 with no per-user or per-feature fees, Cudatel by Barracuda Networks is powerful and affordable. Visit Cudatel.com for a free evaluation. That's Cudatel.com.
At Timberline Heating and Air, we know how hard-earned your money is, and we believe the reputation of the companies you do business with is important. At Timberline, we install the Carrier heating and cooling line of home comfort equipment. When you choose a Carrier system from Timberline Heating and Air, you're choosing the brand that invented the first modern air conditioning system way back in 1902 and has led the industry ever since. Reduce your energy costs and increase efficiency with the installation of a new Carrier heating and cooling system. Right now, if your home qualifies, you could receive up to $9,000 in rebates with Redding Electric Utilities' new home performance program. Plus, utility rebates are available up to $1,550, and Carrier provides a 10-year parts warranty. That's the best parts warranty in the industry. From installation to maintenance to repair, call Timberline Heating and Air, including cleaning your entire heating and cooling system with our large truck-mounted commercial duct cleaning unit. Call 221-2222 or visit us online at TimberlineHVAC.com. Turn to the experts at Timberline Heating and Air, your local heating and cooling experts.
Join North Valley Standdown for the first annual golf tournament on Saturday, September 8th, 2012 at Allen's Golf Course. Player fees are $50, hole sponsors $100, and major sponsors for $275. All proceeds are going to go to the North Valley Standdown Association, which helps those veterans that are down on their luck. Give Bill Brashears a call at 530-365-4932 for more information. That's 530-365-4932. Join us this year. Help a veteran that needs your help.
For over 27 years, Mike's Music and Sound is your back-to-school music headquarters. Mike's Music and Sound is everything you or your little one needs for the school year, like the best deals on instrument rentals and all the music books they need for school. They even do repairs and tune-ups on your instruments to get them in the best playing condition for the school year. Have an older musician you're shopping for? Mike's has great deals on Peavey, BC Rich, and Alvarez. They also have amazing deals on quality used gear, all checked out, tested, and ready to play. Mike's Music and Sound, 724 East Cypress, 243-3774, your back-to-school music headquarters.
A few extra minutes for family time, cheering your son's baseball team to victory, beating last month's numbers at work. At North Valley Bank, we hear you when you tell us what matters to you most, which is why we make it our top priority to offer products, services, and people who can give you a few more minutes in your day, and services to help you be more successful. For example, if you're looking to buy or refinance a home, our mortgage process can save you time with pre-approvals, and an experienced staff will walk you through each step, guiding you, answering questions, and helping your family get the best possible loan. And just like you, our team is part of your community. So the things that matter to you matter to us. North Valley Bank. Let's live and grow together. Learn more at NOVB.com or visit a local branch. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
This is KCNR, the home of Free Fire Media.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. It is 7:35 in the morning. It's August the 29th. 530-605-4567 is our number, and we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. Let me see, I've got most of my rants out of the way, I think. I've got a couple more that the Democrats have done. You know, I can't, you know, please don't take offense if you're a Democrat out there. You know, Philip Smith, don't take offense at this. The only reason I'm saying they're Democrats is because they're Democrats that are in charge, you know, of the Assembly and the Senate. If it was Republicans doing it, I'd be just both feet on their chest stomping up and down if they were doing things like this. I don't believe in a one-party state. Anyway, let's go to the phones. Comrade Ann, good morning.
Good morning, Carl.
How are you?
Good morning.
Hello.
Hi. Are you there?
We're here. Can you hear us?
Yes, I can hear you.
We can hear you fine.
Okay. You know what? You're right, Carl. We can blame it on the Democrats because they have the majority. They're in charge. However, if people want an opportunity to help change it, they come up. Fred and I are going up to the Intermountain Fair in MacArthur this morning to set up the Republican booth.
Uh-huh.
And many of our candidates will be up there to meet and greet the public. And you might want to get involved and help some of them. Also, you can come by Republican headquarters. Beginning next week, we'll have the office open, and you can find out if there are candidates, good Republican candidates, who are running in other districts but might need some boots on the ground, might need a little help with precinct walking, phone calling, etc. So if you would, if you're interested in getting involved and helping to, you know, change the demographics of the legislature, come on down to Republican headquarters beginning next week. Or come up to the Intermountain Fair this week and see what the Shasta County Fair is all about.
Shouldn't we be walking precincts, or shouldn't you all be walking precincts back down in L.A.? Or Sacramento,
yeah.
Because up here, I mean, everybody's kind of pretty much, okay, this place has to be changed. I think we need to change minds in the southern part of the state.
Exactly. Talk to Brenda Haynes about that. She's walked all over this
yeah.
state.
And I know
for
people,
different Republicans. Yeah.
And you can help other people in other states, too, just by manning phone banks. There's all types of things you can do to get involved.
That's right. We're going to Nevada. So, to help out over there, too. Anyway, I just wanted to give that shout out and thanks for telling it like it is, Carl. You're only telling the truth.
Well, you know what? The thing is that you can't make this stuff up. It just keeps coming out, just keeps pouring out of Sacramento in press releases. All you have to do is pick them up and go, oh, look, now they've banned the carrying of shotguns and rifles in public. How are you supposed to go, can you go shooting or hunting? I mean, what's that mean? You know,
well, they're going to be turning us all into criminals here pretty soon, and half of the people won't even know they're breaking the law.
Well, that's the idea, though.
Yeah.
Once you have so many laws, and when you break a law, you don't know it. But the officials know it, and then they can come and get you. Does that sound paranoid? Nah.
No, you don't sound paranoid. You sound realistic and like you're paying attention. I have to go because Fred's waiting for me. We're heading up the hill.
All right. Thanks, Ann.
Thank you.
All
bye-bye.
Right. Okay, let's go to Henry. Henry, good morning.
Yeah, good morning, Carl. How are you?
You know what? I'm peachy, except Linda's not here.
Well, then you can't be too peachy.
I'm not. I'm half peachy.
Okay. I wanted to compliment Mrs. Romney on that speech last night. At least she did a wonderful job.
Wasn't she great? You know what that was? She was, there's an inspiring woman. A woman, breast cancer, MS, is obviously a strong woman. You know, the person that said that she never had a real job, when she raised five boys, fought through breast cancer, worked through MS, helped her husband in 1,000 different ways, and to malign a woman like that, you know, there's your Democrat, leadership right there.
Yes, that's for sure. Now, the other thing I want to talk to you about, and I may be opening a can of worms, but I was watching the news last night, and some lady came out in the street and said, "I hate all men," and threw a rock at a fella and hit him. And she's charged with a hate crime. Now, while I was in business, I hired lots and lots of women. And generally speaking, about a third of them hated men, just in general.
For good reason, many times.
Another third of them thought they were a necessary evil at the very best. So that only left about a third. Now, that means that a third of the women in the United States could be charged with a hate crime.
Well, you know what? There's been times in my life, not in this life, but in a previous life, that I could have had my wife arrested then if that was it, if she hated you.
Well,
and if that's a hate crime. You know what? That is so ridiculous.
That hate crime thing came up.
You know, what if you go, it's too much. It's too much, Henry. We need to find an island. Jetpack and all of our, let's go buy a big island and let's go live there.
I'll tell you, I'm just about convinced that Mexico is a lot better place year round than where I'm at.
Oh, Henry.
Hey, believe it or not, I got more freedom down there than I got here.
You know, someday you're going to come on. We have to talk about that. I know you've been going down there for 36 years or whatever.
This will be my 44th year down there.
44th. Well, I just hope you're staying safe down there.
Absolutely.
Great.
And I'd like to come on and talk to you about that sometime.
Well, I'd like to do that because you've been going down, like you said, for 40 years. And, we will. Okay, Henry, got to run.
You bet.
All right, thanks. Okay, when we come back, we have got with us Randy Jensen. We're going to be talking about the Louis Miramontes Foundation and what they're doing and how a fundraising golf tournament they're going to have. Now you're thinking, oh, gosh, another golf tournament. This one's completely different. And, in fact, if you say, I can only hit the ball 100 yards, you just may have a chance here. We'll be right back. Carl and the Bot, Free Fire Radio.
Lube is a local business that's been serving the Reading area for over 30 years. For your next oil change, Cassidy's Auto Lube. They also do transmission flushes, cooling system service, and more, where our trained service technicians are here Monday through Saturday to serve you. In Reading, you can find them on Parkview Avenue off Hartnell on the south side of the Raley's parking lot, and in Red Bluff on Antelope Boulevard next to Holiday Market. Cassidy's Auto Lube would love to add you to their growing list of happy customers. Ready for a change? Cassidy's Auto Lube for your next oil change.
Did you know that 45 million Americans suffer from chronic daily headaches and related pain? Many more suffer from back, knee, shoulder, and other joint pains. And if left untreated, they can often become much bigger problems, even life-threatening ones. The truth is, there is a solution for a vast majority of pain sufferers, and it comes in the form of free information. I'm Dr. Todd Royce of Chiropractic First. You may have heard my radio show on this station, and I would like to offer you this solution totally risk-free. Just call 243-0889 and ask for a copy of my free exclusive report, The Top 5 Most Dangerous Trends Preventing Health and Happiness and What to Do About Them. The information in this report is based on over $8 million in research and has helped thousands in the North State lead healthier, pain-free lives. When you do, you'll have the opportunity to attend our free, no-obligation live seminar covering these topics that more than likely are affecting you and your family today. Call 243-0889, that's 243-0889, and remember, it's risk-free.
Hi there, I'm Kirk Taylor, owner of GM Specialty. We are an auto repair shop with over 20 years of experience specializing in the repair and maintenance of Cadillacs, Pontiacs, Buicks, Chevrolets, GMCs, Hummers, and Saturns. Have you found any of your instrument gauges sticking? Or does your instrument cluster have other problems on your 03 to 06 GMC or Chevy truck? If so, come see us and we will rebuild your instrument cluster, which comes with a 2-year parts and labor guarantee, all for $150 out the door. Dealerships will charge you over double this cost and we can rebuild them the same day or even if you want to wait. Get honest quality services for your GM vehicles at a fraction of dealer prices. GM Specialty is located in Reading at 2635 Hartnell Avenue, just east of the Holiday Market. So give me a call, Kirk Taylor, and let's set your appointment today, 223-5311. That's 223-5311, your dealership alternative.
Hi, this is Ron Lim from Lim's Pharmacy. My staff and I would like to invite you to come and try our personalized, fast, friendly service that has always been the foundation of our pharmacy. We have been serving the Reading area for over 30 years. We solve insurance problems quickly and efficiently. We accept Medi-Cal, work comp, and most insurances. Limbs Pharmacy is located inside the Shasta Community Health Center at Placer and Continental Streets. And you don't have to be a patient of the clinic to come to us. Call us at 241-8700 for more info. Thank you.
The hotline is open on KCNR 1460, 530-605-4567.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Colin DeBott. Linda is on her way to Colorado for a family reunion this weekend. 7:45 in the morning, August the 29th. 530-605-4567 is our number, and we're streaming live at KCNR 1460. Where'd John and Sharon go? I just haven't seen their smiling faces today. This portion of the show is brought to you by Redding Crown Motors, Dodge, Ford, Honda, Lincoln, Nissan, Ram. That there is the dealership. Redding Crown Motors, serving Redding and all the surrounding areas here. You know, you want a great deal. Why don't you have a deal with somebody you know, a neighbor? Well, that's Redding Crown Motors. They've got a truck, car, or SUV to fit every need. New, previously owned. Not only do they have a great deal of pride in making a good deal for you, then they want to take care of your vehicle and keep it in its utmost repair. And that's down at Redding Crown Motors. Stop by 555 Cypress Avenue, or give them a call at 223-2177. They've taken care of my Ford truck on several occasions when I first got it, when they were checking out the drivetrain in it and fixed it all up, and it was all under warranty. Never had a problem with it after that. Redding Crown Motors, right here in Redding. Our guest, Randy Jensen. Randy, good morning.
Morning, Carl. Thank you for having us.
Well, you know, y'all do good things, all right, with the Luis Miramontes Foundation, and you have a lot to do with the Da Vinci machine that's correct. Over at Mercy right now, and I want to talk about that. But you're having a fundraiser to help with this, and it's starting. It's going to be a golf tournament.
Yeah, I know. Like you said earlier, a lot of people say another golf tournament, but we're expecting really nice things with this. It's a completely different scenario. Every hole is going to be a par three. Shootout. We're calling it our inaugural Louis Shootout. It's going to be held Friday. It's going to be practice round September 28th, and the actual golf tournament is going to be Saturday, September 29th. Tee times are at 10 o'clock. We're expecting a full field of 144 players, and it's going to be at Gold Hills Golf Course.
Now, what's different?
Difference is every hole is a par 3. There's no par 4s or no par 5s. Every hole is going to range from 65 yards to 210 yards. And on every hole, 18 holes, we're going to have a prize for the closest to the pin of a value of $500 or more. We have houseboats, big screen TVs, trips. We have a whole bunch of items that we've aligned for the golf tournament. So yeah. All 18 holes, winners are going to have a one-shot shoot-off at 167 yards for $1 million shootout out.
I'm sorry, did you say how much?
$1 million for a hole-in-one for 167 yards. All the 18 closest to the pin winners.
$1 million?
$1 million.
You can win $1 million in this golf tournament. Just, you know, Bob and I, if we were just lucky enough, we could get a hole in one.
Absolutely.
We'd win. It's not a car.
It's
not a little derby ducky. We're talking $1 million.
Correct.
Is the windmill moving when you try to hit the ball?
On top of that, speaking of hole.
Yeah, that's what we play. It's got windmills on it, and it's got these little dragons, and then you have to hit it up into a house, and it drops over on the other side and across this little stream.
On top of that shot, there are hole-in-one prizes as well. On 14 of the 18 holes, there's a $5,000 cash prize. And on the other four holes, we have cars that are donated from S.J. Denham and Redding Kia.
And I tell you what, S.J. Denham, so Redding Kia,
great right sponsors. Out there.
Yeah, they are. Well, you know, Randy Denham puts on a heck of a good tournament. But yours is so different. $1 million.
It's going to be exciting. There's going to be that's why we want to do something different. It's our inaugural shot at this. All of our funds are going to go to the Da Vinci Robotic Surgical System process at Mercy. So we want to do something kind of with the wow factor. So.
167 yards, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Hmm. Okay. Now, let's talk about the Da Vinci system here. This is something that is, there's only two of them in the state, right?
Correct. There was one at UC Irvine in Southern California, and there was one at UC San Francisco.
And one of them came up here then?
No. This is the third one.
Okay. Yeah. Now tell us what the Da Vinci does.
The Da Vinci, our mission was to improve healthcare in Northern California, specifically around men's healthcare. And the Da Vinci originally was used for prostate cancer surgeries. Now it's got many, many uses. And Mercy's using it for gynecological processes as well as urological. The Da Vinci is a robotic laparoscopic system. In the old days, they used to make major incisions, and now it's four or five holes.
Yeah.
The doctor sits in a console, and the patient sits on a table with the robot, and the surgical nurse is putting tools in its hands. It's less invasive, there's less blood loss, there's more nerve sparing, and way less recovery time.
Same kind of thing they did with my shoulder. I've had two shoulder operations. Instead, where they used to, you know, split you open, now they do that arthroscopic. They go in there and just, I came to see the scars. I got three holes in my shoulder where they've gone in. And this is the same thing, except much more delicate.
Way much more delicate.
Much more delicate than that. And less invasive, like you said, less damage to the nerves. There's, you know, we know people that have had it, that have used this. And it's treated for, you have treatment for what, prostate?
Prostate cancer. And hysterectomies, and there's some gynecological processes as well.
Okay, but so, is that the only things it does, or does it do other things too? Sounds like it could have the capabilities of doing a lot of different things.
In our presentations that we've done around town, I've heard a couple people have said that they've used them for heart processes of the sort. I don't. Mm-hmm. I'm not qualified to talk about that. I don't really know what that is, okay. But it does have more uses than what that
I
is.
I would think so, and maybe a way of cleaning out major arteries or something. But you know what? I'll just shut up because we're going to have Dr. Danuka in here later, and I'll ask him offline because you know this isn't his specialty. But see what other things it can do. Okay, we'll be right back. Our guest is Randy Jensen. We're talking about a golf tournament right here in River City where you can win $1 million. All you have to do is hit one good shot. Carl and Linda Bott, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460. We'll be right back.
Smitty's Heating and Cooling, locally owned since 1994, is all about your family's comfort and peace of mind. With the warm weather here, it's important to get the highest level of value, service, and installation with a Carrier air conditioning system that will provide indoor comfort all year round.
REU's Home Performance Program will increase the efficiency of your home and provide energy savings with the installation of a new Carrier heating system. If your home qualifies, rebates are available up to $9,000. Plus, utility and manufacturer rebates and federal tax credits are available over $1,550.
Remember our affiliate, Ducks in a Row? They can also increase efficiency with their high-powered duct cleaning system. Act now and receive $50 off your duct cleaning.
Turn to the experts at Smitty's Heating and Cooling, your local Carrier Factory authorized dealer. Call 221-2600. Smitty's Heating and Cooling, the most trusted name in customer care.
How do your legs make you feel? Would you like to feel comfortable in your own skin again? Don't let varicose veins get in the way of your confidence. Reclaiming the spring in your step is easy with the minimally invasive treatments at MD Imaging. Experience the new non-surgical solutions performed by our board-certified vein specialist in a relaxing environment. MD Imaging is the North State's only comprehensive vein center. That means you'll have your choice of the latest technologies and all aspects of your treatment will be performed right here at MD Imaging. We offer complimentary evaluations so you can talk to our board-certified vein specialist to find out about your options. Feel comfortable and confident in your own skin again. Call 245-5945 to request your complimentary evaluation today. That's 245-5945 for the North State's only comprehensive vein center. Request MD Imaging.
Thank you for shopping at Bastiani Arms. It is now 6 o'clock and we are now closed. Please bring your purchases up to the register at this time.
Hold up. Wait a minute. Just kidding.
The good guys at Bastiani Arms will continue to give you the attention and service you've come to expect. Even if you need them after hours, they still treat every customer the old-fashioned way with respect and first-class customer service. If you're buying a new gun anytime soon, remember Bastiani Arms, your locally owned and operated firearms dealer. New or used, Bastiani Arms is Redding's most knowledgeable firearms dealer on handguns, rifles, shotguns, and off-list AR lower receivers. is. No fishing poles or camping equipment sold here. No, sir. Bastiani Arms is Redding's exclusive firearms dealer. They appreciate your business and thank you for keeping your dollars here in our community. Bastiani Arms on the corner of Larkspur and Wall Street in Redding. Join the revolution.
Hear us streaming 24/7 on KCNR1460.com.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl and the Bot, 7:55 in the morning. 530-605-4567 is our number. And our guest is Randy Jensen. And we're talking to Luis Miramontes Foundation is having a fundraiser, and it's a golf tournament, and it's to help support the Da Vinci machine that's over at Mercy. And what's the money used for?
Our donation is going to be used for the training of the doctors as well as the maintenance on the machine.
Okay. And how many people has this helped, you know, since it's been up here?
Dr. Skifidas is running the gynecological program, and to date he's done over 30 operations. They started the urological program July 13th,
mm-hmm.
and I honestly don't know the number of
prostate cancer surgeries yet. But that gives us an idea.
Yeah.
Okay, this golf tournament, which, you know, we really spend more money, spend more time on the foundation because it does great things for our community, and we've been supporting this from the very beginning.
Yes, you have, and we appreciate that
very
much.
You know what? It does something for our community. You guys are putting a lot of effort in everything, and this golf tournament is completely different than any other golf tournament that anybody's had around here. Par 3, even though it's a regular, you know, regular golf course, you're setting up so people can shoot from, what, anywhere from...
The average is going to be 65 yards to 210 yards. Every hole will be a different length.
Okay, so you can have 65. You can have a 65 yard hole for women that may not be able to knock the ball 200 yards, so that they can get in there real tight with on the 67. And then you play the best ball, so everybody hits the ball, and then whoever gets the best score for the team. But every hole is the closest to the pin.
Correct.
All right. So if it's a 200 and something. 220 yard hole, the closest to the pin is just only your first shot, right?
It's only your first shot, correct.
Oh, you have people can hit the ball that far and land it on the
pin? I can't, but somebody can,
I guess. I guess there's people out there. I find that if that's the case, they're spending way too much time on the golf course there. Probably, you know, Supervisor Modi could probably hit it out there. Anyway, okay, this is great. It's on the 28th. How do you sign up for this?
Two different ways. You can go to our website, which is www.lmmf.net, and click the link on the golf tournament. Or you can contact me, Randy Jensen, at 530-515-6837.
I'll make sure we get a poster. We'll put it up here, and I'm sure that we'll be helping you all publicize this in one way or the other. I think it sounds like a good idea. I know it does a lot. You know, the Da Vinci machine does a lot for people. It's a lot less invasive. It can help people. I know people that have used the Da Vinci machine before and has helped them. And I think I think what you all do is great. It's just like so many other organizations around this town that are just volunteering so much of their time and effort and money to help other people here in Redding and the North State.
Well, it's a great community. We've lived here. Most of everybody on our board's lived here our whole lives. So
yeah.
We'd like to give back. And I think this is a really great way of doing it. It's going to be an exciting, fun day.
You know what? I think it is. Bad Bob and I may have to go out and find a golf club. Only thing you have to do is be able to hit it 167 yards, Bob.
Yeah, just
167 yards, missed the windmill,
yeah.
and drop it. Now, you know what? I saw, for that $1 million, the pin placement. I've got 1 minute here. I saw in the last hole-in-one tournament I was in, the pin was right on the edge of the green. Behind the sand trap. There isn't anybody that could have hit that.
I honestly don't know where the pin's going to be. Chad White is the director of golf at Gold Hills. He's also on our board, so I think that's a closely guarded secret at this particular
Well,
time,
I tell you what, guess. That one I looked at, and everybody looked at it, and everybody just smiled because, I mean, it would have taken such, you know, it had nothing to do with skill had nothing to do with it. You would have had to have, you know, somebody could have hit it and bounced it on the fairway up over the sand trap and hit it and had as good a chance as anybody trying to hit it. I'm sure yours won't be like that. I'm sure it'll be right in the middle to give everybody a fair chance of that $1 million, huh, Randy? Okay. Carl and the Bot. Randy, thank you so much. This is the golf tournament on the 28th. One more time, your phone number?
530-515-6837.
Or look up the Luis Miramontes Foundation, and they've got information there, too.
Correct, on our website.
Thank you so much for being here. Okay, we get back. We're going to be talking about your medical hour. We're going to be talking about you and the doctors, and we have a new face in coming in today to be talking about this. Carl Lindebot, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460. It's going to be hot today, so take care. It's going to be 98 degrees. Even though it's going to seem like it's a lot cooler than it has been, it's still going to get pretty warm out there today, so make sure you don't leave toddlers or your dogs.
Sun is still.
No, it's still hot out there. It's like less hot.
And you are listening to KCNR Shasta Redding. Fox News Radio, I'm Dave Anthony. It's just nasty in Louisiana. Hurricane Isaac dumping a lot of rain, sending water over a levee in Plaquemines Parish.
Our fire department has gotten several calls of people trapped in their homes that didn't heed the warning of the evacuation.
President Billy Nungesser, in some cases, residents rescuing other residents. But in New Orleans,
the levees, which have undergone more than $14 billion in renovations here in New Orleans, are holding up.
Fox's Jonathan Serry, more than 500,000 homes and businesses in Louisiana are out of power.
They can't send workers safely to repair the power until the winds go down, so it may be sometime late tomorrow before they start restoring the electricity.
What's the forecast for Isaac? Fox News Radio's Courtney Keeley tracking it live at the National Hurricane Center in Miami.
According to forecasters, Isaac continues its slow move across Louisiana and the Mississippi-Alabama border, packing maximum sustained winds of up to 75 miles per hour. New Orleans still in its center, undergoing hurricane force winds with a threat of tornadoes, dangerous storm surges, and flooding continuing through this evening. The tropical storm warning has been discontinued east of the Alabama-Florida border. Dave?
Courtney, President Obama is getting storm updates, but Isaac not affecting his schedule, still planning a campaign rally in Virginia later on, as Paul Ryan gets his time to shine at the Republican convention. Fox News Radio's Jennifer Kuiper live in Tampa.
Former New York Mayor Rudy Giuliani was happy with what keynote speaker Chris Christie had to say last night and tells Fox News Radio,
I don't think you could have done a better job of laying out the philosophical differences that kind of lead in now to Paul Ryan's speech tonight, in which he actually takes on some of those difficult problems and suggests solutions to them.
Ann Romney, who talked about the personal side of her husband last night, is visiting a couple of women's groups today. Dave?
Now, Jennifer, the economy was a bit better last quarter than first thought. GDP growth revised from 1.5 to 1.7%. But on Wall Street, the Dow is down 12 points. Fox News Radio, fair and balanced.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-535-1649. 1-888-535-1649. That's 1-888-535-1649. 1-888-535-1649.
An old bomb, perhaps from World War II, caused flight disruptions at Amsterdam's airport today. The bomb was unearthed by workers digging trenches nearby. Now, this says another World War II bomb went off in Germany.
The ground in the German city of Munich shaking as a controlled explosion sends a fireball high into the night sky. 2,500 people were evacuated in the build-up, with the flames catching nearby buildings. This woman says she's been told her hairdressing salon could collapse any time, but police insist they had no other option. Munich police spokesman Reinhold Bergmann saying bomb disposal teams couldn't find a way to defuse the 550-pound explosive discovered by builders. In London, Simon Owen, Fox News Radio.
The funeral is today in New York for the man shot to death last week outside the Empire State Building by a former co-worker who blamed Steve Urkelino for being laid off. Jeffrey Johnson was then killed by police in the street shooting that left 9 bystanders wounded. If you were hours away from being executed, what would your last meal be?
Eating healthy is the last thing on the minds of most death row inmates before meeting their maker. A study of nearly 200 last meal requests in the U.S. finds comfort foods topping the menu. The most popular requests include French fries, soda, ice cream, pie, burgers, and steak, according to the research from Cornell University. More than two-thirds of the inmates ordered fried foods and were five times more likely to choose soda over milk. Fruits and vegetables? Not so much, but more than a quarter of the inmates asked for salad. Steve Rappaport, Fox News Radio.
Again, the latest update on Isaac. Still a hurricane with 75-mile-an-hour wind. It's about 45 miles outside of New Orleans in heavy rain, and the flood threat continues through tonight. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News Radio.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio at KCNR 1460. 8:05 in the morning, Carl and Linda Bott. Linda is on her way to Colorado for a family reunion. August the 29th, 530-605-4567. Is our phone lines, and we are streaming live at KCNR1460.com all over the world. So if you've got a buddy someplace in, you know, Russia, just give them a call right now. Tell them to come on to KCNR1460.com. Bad Bob, we have not given enough of the weather.
Absolutely not. Today we're going to be seeing warm temperatures, smoky skies, and it looks like that smoke is going to drop down into the valley. So if you're a little sensitive, please be aware of that. Looking out at the today, we got a high near 100, about 97. Mostly clear tonight, low of 64. Tomorrow again, near but not quite reaching the triple digits. And in Reading currently, 63 degrees, again under mostly cloudy skies. But that, a lot of that is smoke.
And weather's always brought to you by Anselmo Vineyards. That's right. Well, Anselmo Vineyards, it's up there towards Shingletown. It's a quick drive out of Palo Cedro. It's a little bit cooler up there, but it's a lot better to eat. Great meals. Chef John Stadelli, what can I say? I never thought he could step it up another step, but he did. And he's, you know, it's better than ever. Of course, Thursday night, tomorrow night, is their handmade, hand-thrown, wood-fired pizza night. They've got it all up there, plus other menu items. And then music on the weekend. Give them a call, 474-5546, and Anselmo Vineyards. Our guest today, before we get, you know, we're going to go to, of course, to our Wells Fargo advisors, but we're going to be talking when we get back with Dr. Danuka and, his guest, and we're going to be talking about how you keep the, you know, your, you know, everybody talks about medical costs. We had a lawyer in here yesterday talking about how people go into bankruptcy over medical costs. Well, we're going to talk about how do you keep your medical costs down, and this is going to be a great show, and, you know, what you can do to help keep your medical costs down. But talking about, you know, if you start talking about money and investments and all that, we just got to go to Kathy Lathrop Cummings, our Wells Fargo advisor. Good morning, Kathy.
Good morning, Carl. Good morning, everyone. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is down 15 points this morning at 13,087. S&P 500 is down 1 at 1,407, and the NASDAQ is down 6 at 3,070. Active stocks today include Bank of America up 6 cents at $8.02, and Ford Motor Company unchanged at $9.34. Stocks of local interest: Pacific Gas and Electric is down 23 cents at $43.79, and Bank of Commerce is up 2 cents at $4.25. Turning to the bond market, we are finding lowered prices there this morning, which has brought the 10-year Treasury yield to 1.66%. In the commodity markets, crude oil is down 85 cents at $95.48. Gold is down $10.30 at $16.59.40, and silver is down 27 cents at $30.68. That's the market for now. This is financial advisor Kathy Lathrop Cummings with the Reading office of Wells Fargo Advisors, LLC.
Kathy, thank you so much. We have the Wells Fargo Advisors on Monday through Friday, 7:10, 8:10, and 9:10 in the morning. They're going to help you work your way through the morass of Wall Street. Wells Fargo Advisors down on Park Marina Drive. Great people giving great advice. We're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back. And we're going to talk about how to cut your medical cost by two of our local physicians of well-known repute. We'll be right back. Your mind, girl.
Monday, September 10th, Discover Health. Join us in this celebration of wellness and preventative health care. The annual Reading Rancheria Health Fair is on September 10th from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. Everyone is invited to this free event, including school-aged children. Vendors will be located in the Event Center and the Reading Rancheria Community Center. Come and enjoy this exciting day filled with free health screenings, information on living a healthier life, and much more. All ages welcome. Blood source on site, blood pressure, body fat analysis, body mass index, cholesterol, diabetes pre-screen, hearing, vision, and dental. For details on this free event, log on to WindRiver.com. Check us out on Facebook. Contact Trish Stofers at 530-226-1734 or Jasmine Romero at 530-339-7462. Better yet, head down to Reading Rancheria and Wind River Casino on September 10th and check out yet another great health fair this year. Presented to you by Reading Rancheria Tribal Health Center, Reading Rancheria, and Wind River Casino. It's better on the river.
For the Black Bear Diner, here are founders Bob Papa Bear Manley and Bruce Sugar Bear Dean.
Hey, Papa Bear, are you really going to go up in that thing?
Yep. I thought that piling in a hot air balloon would be a great way to experience that light feeling you get when you eat one of Black Bear Diner's salads. They're so light and crispy and delicious.
Yeah, but they're our salads, Bob. They're huge. Seriously, you can't pilot that thing. Hop out of that basket and let's go get your favorite salad, the cashew chicken Caesar.
But what if I want a taco salad, a Cobb, a chef salad, a Chinese chicken salad, or ooh, the grilled southwestern steak salad? It's the perfect pairing of cool, crisp vegetables and delicious manly steak.
You can have that too, Bob. Just turn that burner off and deflate that thing before you hurt yourself.
Good thing you saved me, Sugar Bear. I'm kind of afraid of heights.
Oh, brother.
Enjoy the lighter side this summer with generous salads and wraps, specially made for you at Black Bear Diner.
Good old-fashioned family food, Black Bear Diner. Black Bear Diner.
Signs, signs, signs. That's right. Wonderland Signs has your signs. Big signs.
We do them.
Vehicle wraps.
We do them.
If it's a sign,
we do them.
Vinyl, paint, 3D, murals, big, little, inside, outside, every sign.
Sign a monster truck, Reed. Could you redo that, please? Thank you.
Wonderland Signs is celebrating 25 years in the North State with amazing attention to detail and quality service. When you need sign work done, Wonderland Signs is the one. Featuring the highest quality materials, longest warranties in the area, and all at competitive prices. Wonderland Signs quality can't and won't be beat. From vinyl to architectural, to banners to magnetics, from 3D to vehicle wraps, to sandblasted to murals. If it's a visual message you want to send, we can deliver. Plus, being that we're fully licensed, bonded, and insured contractors, we can install it when other sign shops can't. We even offer financing for many sign types. Check us out online at WonderlandSigns.com or come by the shop on South Market and meet the Wonderland Signs staff.
Free Fire Radio. It's a target-rich environment.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl and Linda Bott. 8:12 in the morning, August the 29th. Welcome back. Hey, this portion of the show brought to you by Tobacco and Brew. Espresso Joe's. Great coffee, great prices. They sell gourmet coffee beans, not just by the pound, but also in bulk if you want that. And grinders, anything you can possibly want to make coffee, or iced teas, or ice drinks. They have specials. And then you have, of course, the finest walk-in humidor in the state, just going by next door. Tobacco and Brew have done a lot for our community. Joe and Shelley have. Veterans get discounts there. The people there are very knowledgeable and very friendly. Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. Okay, my guest on our medical hour, and this is our regularly scheduled once a month medical hour, because I think it's important, and we've talked to a lot of people, that having people in the medical community here to talk about those subjects that people want to know about, and you want the experts to do that. So, of course, today our regular, you know, my guest host, he's always here with me, is Dr. Paius Danuka. Good morning.
Good morning, Carl. Thank you.
And our guest, or Dr. Danuka's guest, is Dr. John Nepomuceno.
Good morning.
Am I close?
Close.
Okay. And you're in the family medicine, and that's your specialty.
Yes.
Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay. So, Dr. Danuka, what are we talking about today?
I thought about it, that what would be important for me, if I am a patient, to know. And, of course, whenever we go for medical care, it's important for us to get a quality medical care from a person, from a doctor who we trust. in a timely fashion. But also, it's also important for us to cut the cost, because as Carl had mentioned earlier, medical costs can quickly build up, and everybody, I don't need to emphasize, everybody's aware of the increasing cost. So last month, we had talked about how the Affordable Health Care Act really doesn't provide the affordable health care. It's all about control, not about cutting the cost as much. That's just a facade. So whatever the government does, whatever the politicians do, sometimes we can change that, sometimes we cannot. But what we can do in our lives is reduce our costs. And that's what I wanted to emphasize. Before I mention further, I just wanted to emphasize, Carl, that my wife, after the last show, told me to be a little bit careful, otherwise the government may come after me.
Well, you know what, but see, by the things you're saying, though, doctor, you're so far down the line. No, you're so, they've got to, they're going to come back through me,
through
Bad Bob,
okay.
And all these others, because we're a lot more, you're talking truth. I mean, this is not your opinion. You're coming up because you're a doctor, you're very logical, and you say, when people say this, Obamacare is going to save us money, let me tell you where it won't. And you just go down where I just say, Democrats are trying to destroy the state of California. It's kind of a general, phrase that people could use. But saving money is what everybody wants to do. People seem to think is that Obamacare is going to save us. Well, I know that the CMA right now is up in arms over this workers' comp bill that's going through that will destroy some practices.
Yes.
Anyway, but we can talk about that later. Okay.
So just 2 days ago, there was a beautiful article in the Wall Street Journal which showed that with the Affordable Health Care Act, how the market is changing, consolidating into larger and larger groups acquired by the hospitals. Cost actually has increased. And in fact, Carl, I have this paper in front of him that going to different facilities may mean different costs for you. So let me just clarify here that even if your insurance pays for the cost of health care, you may still be liable for deductibles, co-payments, or out-of-pocket expenses. And what I would like to listeners to understand is that there are options that you can reduce your out-of-pocket expenses by doing certain things. At the same time, if you reduce your overall cost, even if the insurance pays for you, in long run, insurance costs increase if insurance ends up paying higher. So how do you do that? So one thing I would like to mention here is that how do you reduce your overall cost in day-to-day healthcare? Then I also brought in Dr. John Napomassino, who is going to talk more about a specific field in case of urgent visits or emergent visits. Dr. Napomassino is working at Pulse Urgent Care Center, and which has been open for 2.5 years, and he will give us some more advice about what do we do when it's an urgent issue.
Well, let me just give an example of what Dr. Danuk is talking about. When you start talking location, if you have this is your specialty, but there are a number of other things here, but a diagnostic colonoscopy that you're paying over twice at a hospital than you would at a freestanding medical office. In other words, a private office. Mm-hmm. You're paying double from a $402 average, I guess, to $876, 118% difference.
That's correct.
And that which means is your deductible is going to be higher than out of
that's
that.
That's right.
And that goes along with the electrocardiograms, nuclear imaging, chest CT with dye, every one of those. It's cheaper in less expensive in a doctor's office vice a hospital.
Absolutely. This was actually a front page article in Wall Street Journal 2 days ago, and that's where I got the data from, which is not a doctor's association, but it shows that the costs are different. So one very important thing I would like to emphasize is do not hesitate to do the comparison shopping. Just like for any other product you want to buy in the market,
Just like a car. Anything that you're buying, especially with the cost of,
exactly,
of medical procedures,
right,
and everything.
So you should go to the doctor you trust. You should go to the place you trust and get a quality care. But do not hesitate asking your doctor, "Doc, how can I reduce my cost? Can this procedure you're ordering or this test you're ordering, can it be cheaper somewhere than other places?" Your doctor's office may help facilitate that and may give you some more ideas. But you can do on your own. So let's say if you get a CT scan ordered, then you can call different places and say, how much is going to cost? How much is going to be cost of for me out of pocket and how much is going to be the total cost. And then you can decide where to go. Because frankly, those procedures are pretty much the same everywhere. Pretty much same qualified people perform these procedures in different locations. But the cost can be different in different settings. If you have a lab test, you can do the same thing. If you have a procedure like endoscopy, if you have minor surgeries, colonoscopies, or if you have minor surgeries like, you know, eye, ear, or bone surgeries, many of them can be done in a private facility, which is small, specialized facility, reducing the cost by increasing the efficiency, rather than in a bigger setting like a hospital where so many things are done which are meant more for complex problems.
Okay, all right, so our first segment says, hey, guess what? You can shop around and lower your medical costs
Absolutely.
In these procedures just by doing something really simple like asking your doctor, who you should have, you know, if you have a regular physician, you should have a good relationship with them. And, I mean, you know, they see you naked. And that you should, you know, say, how can I do this? How can I do this less expensive? Is there a spot to do that? So right away, starting right there is a way to start saving money on your medical care.
Right.
I think having a primary care physician is the most important thing. Then they'll, like you had mentioned earlier, they can help you save money. And any kind of procedure or any kind of visit to a hospital is much more expensive than going to your family doctor or going to an outpatient facility.
That's right. And if you know, with your insurance especially too. So, I mean, you've got all those things all set up. Okay, we got to take a break. Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460. We're talking about how to save money in the medical world. In your personal care, how can you save money? How, you know, cause it's gonna get worse here in the future. And it's even the near future. It's gonna be higher cost instead of lower cost. No matter what anybody says, talk to a doctor. Talk to any doctor and they're gonna say, well, it's gonna cost more. We'll be right back. Carl and the Bot, Free Fire Radio.
A few extra minutes for family time. Cheering your son's baseball team to victory. Beating last month's numbers at work. At North Valley Bank, we hear you when you tell us what matters to you most. Which is why we make it our top priority to offer products, services, and people who can give you a few more minutes in your day. And services to help you be more successful. For example, if you're looking to buy or refinance a home, our mortgage process can save you time with pre-approvals, and an experienced staff will walk you through each step, guiding you, answering questions, and helping your family get the best possible loan. And just like you, our team is part of your community. So the things that matter to you matter to us. North Valley Bank. Let's live and grow together. Learn more at NOVB.com or visit a local branch. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
This is Carl Bott. I'm with Chef John Stadelli right here at Anselmo Vineyards. I'm back in the kitchen.
Hey, good morning, Carl. Thanks for stopping by.
Well, you know, I love it here. What's on the menu for today?
Today we're rolling out some special raviolis for Grandma Valia.
Beef, raviolis, salad, fish. You know, if you go to Anselmo's, it's going to be a superb meal.
Always made fresh with a ton of passion.
Well, that's why we like dining there.
Anselmo Vineyards, just a short drive from Palisadro. Anselmo Vineyards, it will become your favorite destination getaway.
Alliance Heating and Air wants you to be cool and comfortable. We are committed to the highest level of quality and customer services and believe it should not cost you a dollar more for your peace of mind. Alliance Heating and Air offers the absolute best in installation, repair, and maintenance. We're here for your heating and air conditioning emergencies 7 days a week, 24 hours a day. Find out more at homecomfort.org. That's homecomfort.org. Alliance Heating and Air. We look forward to serving you at just the right temperature.
It's not how many hours we put in. It's how we put in the hours. It's not just how well we know our clients. It's how well we know their case. It's not just the years of experience or a reputation. It's about results. Results you can expect with knowledge of the law, community recognition, and assertive representation you can count on. The Law Office of Lucky Jesrani. Call today, 241-3350. 241-3350.
For over 27 years, Mike's Music and Sound is your back-to-school music headquarters. Mike's Music and Sound is everything you or your little one needs for the school year, like the best deals on instrument rentals and all the music books they need for school. They even do repairs and tune-ups on your instruments to get them in the best playing condition for the school year. Have an older musician you're shopping for? Mike's has great deals on Peavey, BC Rich, and Alvarez. They also have amazing deals on quality used gear, all checked out, tested, and ready to play. Mike's Music and Sound, 724 East Cypress, 243-3774. Your back-to-school music headquarters.
Join the conversation in our chat room, KCNR1460.com.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR1460. Carl Lundebot, good morning. Hey, we're talking medical care in our regular medical hour, monthly medical hour, with Dr. Pius Danuka and also Dr. John Nepomuceno. Am I getting, tell me, help me.
Nepomuceno.
Seno. Okay. The E always got me. Mm-hmm. Nepomuceno. And we're talking about how to save money in your medical care. And we've gotten some good questions here is, what do you do when, you know, for seniors especially, is that doctors are refusing to take Medicare? What happens? I mean, this is a real problem here.
Well, as a family physician and primary care physician, both my wife and I were in private practice for 9-10 years here in the community. Unfortunately, we had to close our practice because overhead expenses were increasing much more rapidly than reimbursements to physicians.
Well, they kept dropping reimbursements.
They kept dropping.
Let's just say this. They kept cutting reimbursements. There's an open heart surgery here. It's getting paid the same amount as he was in 1985.
Exactly.
I mean, there's something wrong here.
Exactly. And I'm heartbroken because I enjoy primary care practice, but it's hard to really stay in business. So I'm not sure what the good answer is to that question.
I don't know either, and then we're getting into boutique doctors. Is it boutique medical
yes.
offices?
Or concierge medicine.
Concierge. Yeah, mm-hmm. I said boutique concierge. You're right. And that's where they just take cash.
They take cash. There's different variations of that type of practice. Basically, patients will pay almost like a subscription.
Yeah, they pay so much a month.
A month, yes. And then the doctors are more accessible. But mm-hmm. From what I've read, some practices will only have a few hundred patients.
Right. And what people are saying is that, because I know somebody that's thinking about that, he says he's really getting this guilt trip over all the people he's helped, and he can't see all of them again. And he's talking to a doctor that's in that. He says, you'll get over that. But, you know, he has not made that change. Mm-hmm. No, I don't think he will, but this is just, I mean, we're going into this because one of the listeners wrote said that her, even if she offered to pay cash, and her doctor is a pro-Obama kind of guy, and he says, I cannot accept cash, and pay a little bit less if I pay cash. He says he can't under the law. Is that true?
That is very true. We are regulated in what we can charge patients. And
was this before Obamacare?
No, it's actually price fixing.
Oh, okay.
It's basically price fixing. Rather than the market control the price, government wants to fix the price for everything. And they make it impossible for you to write off certain things even if you want to. It's just over-regulated.
So the government is constantly putting a new regulation on you. I have physicians in my family. I being the Marines, I'm at the top of the food chain, but they're all doctors. So, but everything I hear from them and from you all, my friends, and in the industry is that more regulation. Oh, you've got to do this. You've got to hire more people. You've got to take more hours. It's just, are they going to drive the family physician out of business?
Actually, if I can mention that, in our town itself, more than 50% of family and primary care physicians have left their practices, private practices, in the last few years. Is that correct, John?
50% of the family physicians have left their practices in the last 3 or 4 years.
And the number of specialists also has gone down by at least one-third.
Specialists. Are they going to the hospital?
So some of them have joined the hospitals. Mm-hmm. Some of them have just simply decided to retire. and not open the practice, and there's no new blood coming in. And some of them have gone out.
So a state.
Yeah.
Because the state of California is...
Right.
Is
I'm sorry, a minute and a half.
Okay, yeah, Bob's giving me hand directions here. They just went right past me. Okay, so you've got, on top of the Fed's onerous regulations, and the state of California is even adding more to
definitely.
It.
Definitely.
And they're going to drive people out of here. At the same time, they're going to open up the gates for a couple million more people right. needing physicians here in town,
yes,
or right. in California.
I had used the word last time, if you recall, Walmartization.
There you go.
So the goal is to either push everyone either under the government care or under a big corporate care where no one cares, actually.
You're just a number.
Yep.
And that's where a lot of physicians are going nowadays, becoming employees of hospital systems because,
yes.
because there are a lot of other regulations, a lot of data gathering that is required of physicians to – if they meet certain metrics, then they won't get their reimbursements decreased by 4% and things like that.
Yeah, I mean, this is just, it's just ridiculous what's happening to our medical care system. In the guise of helping everybody, they're going to put people out of business, and you're not going to have a physician to be able to see. Hey, we'll be right back. We're talking your own care, your own medical care with our experts right here and Dr. Danuka. And we're going to come back. We're going to talk some more about how to save some money, but then a few more things maybe you didn't know about your own personal care.
This is a Fox News Alert. I'm Steve Knight. As Isaac continues to pound the Gulf Coast with strong winds and torrential rain, the forecasters warn it could hang over the region for another 24 hours or more. Live at the National Hurricane Center in Miami and Fox News Radio's Courtney Keeley.
According to forecasters here, the threat of storm surges of 6 to 12 feet and flooding is likely to continue as Hurricane Isaac, now packing maximum sustained winds of up to 75 miles per hour, continues its slow move across Louisiana and the Mississippi-Alabama border. New Orleans continues to be pummeled by the center of the storm. Isaac is expected to weaken to a tropical storm later today.
The Army Corps of Engineers says the rebuilt levees in New Orleans are holding and the pumps are working, but water gushed over a flood wall in Plaquemines Parish that wasn't part of the Katrina rebuild. Some people are thought to be trapped and rescues are underway. This is a Fox News Alert.
At Timberline Heating and Air, we know how hard-earned your money is, and we believe the reputation of the companies you do business with is important. At Timberline, we install the Carrier heating and cooling line of home comfort equipment. When you choose a Carrier system from Timberline Heating and Air, you're choosing the brand that invented the first modern air conditioning system way back in 1902 and has led the industry ever since. Reduce your energy costs and increase efficiency with the installation of a new Carrier heating and cooling system. Right now, if your home qualifies, you could receive up to $9,000 in rebates with Redding Electric Utilities' new home performance program. Plus, utility rebates are available up to $1,550, and Carrier provides a 10-year parts warranty. That's the best parts warranty in the industry. From installation to maintenance to repair, call Timberline Heating and Air, including cleaning your entire heating and cooling system with our large truck-mounted commercial duct cleaning unit. Call 221-2222 or visit us online at TimberlineHVAC.com. Turn to the experts at Timberline Heating and Air, your local heating and cooling experts.
Join North Valley Standdown for the first annual golf tournament on Saturday, September 8th, 2012 at Allen's Golf Course. Player fees are $50, hole sponsors $100, and major sponsors for $275. All proceeds are going to go to the North Valley Standdown Association, which helps those veterans that are down on their luck. Give Bill Brashears a call at 530-365-4932 for more information. That's 530-365-4932. Join us this year. Help a veteran that needs your help.
Cassidy's Auto Lube is a local business that's been serving the Reading area for over 30 years. For your next oil change, Cassidy's Auto Lube. They also do transmission flushes, cooling system service, and more, where our trained service technicians are here Monday through Saturday to serve you. In Reading, you can find them on Lake Boulevard across from Rayleigh's and on Locust Street off of Park Marina Drive. Cassidy's Auto Lube would love to add you to their growing list of happy customers. Ready for a change? Cassidy's Auto Lube for your next oil change.
Patriot Gold and Silver Exchange carries 200 and 275 serving emergency food pails, large number 10 cans of freeze-dried meats, cheeses, fruits, vegetables, and non-hybrid seed packs so you can sustain yourself in times of crisis. But what kind of crisis should you plan for? Civil unrest? Earthquake? Monetary crisis? Flood? Fire? Isn't Mount Lassen due? Here at the Patriot, we carry the Extreme Emergency Kit. It is a large plastic pail that contains water filtration system, stove, hand crank, flashlight, and radio, four blankets, two tube tents, first aid kits, food for two people for 2 weeks, and a various assortment of useful things that you may need when you need them, all for over $100 less than most internet sites. Peace of mind is selling your gold and silver coins and bullion for a fair price. It's protecting your wealth with gold and silver. It's knowing your family has access to nourishing quality food and emergency supplies in times of distress. The Patriot is your peace of mind store. Don't pay more and wait weeks for delivery. In Reading, we're located in the Sunset Plaza at 3637 Eureka Way, next to the Round Table. And in Corning, we're in the Olive Tree Plaza, next to the Safeway. Get peace of mind today for less.
You're listening to KCNR 1460 Free Fire Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl and Linda Bott. Linda's on her way to Colorado for a family reunion up there. They're going to be walking to around Mesa Verde up there. The Sterling House, which is part of the ruins up there from the Anastasi, was found by her great-grandfather, who was the sheriff of Cortez, Colorado. And this portion of the show is brought to you by, because it's kind of the same type thing, a bunch of gunfighters down at the Cypress Square Barbershop right off of Athens Avenue. Go on down there, and they have great haircuts, great prices, discounts for seniors, discounts for veterans. Man's last stronghold is Cypress Square Barbershop right off Athens Avenue. Do you go?
I've been there.
You've been there. Now, see, okay, is that a great place or what? You've got to go more.
It's exactly, you know, it's man's last bastion.
There you go. You know what it is. You know, you got heads on the wall, and some of them are things that I don't even think exist anymore. And they just, you know, read your National Geographic. You said you went there once.
Stereo review.
I hope you go back again now.
I have to go back, yes.
You have to go back. Okay. Our guest, Dr. Apayush Dhanuka, and of course, and Dr. John Napomuceno. And, we're talking about keeping costs down in medical, in your medical cost, and also, you know, ideas on how you as an individual should be taking, can actually impact on your cost of medical care. But let's go to the phones first. Don, good morning.
Good morning.
Hey,
very
guy.
Interesting. I would think one of the ways to keep the cost down would be to have one doctor supervise five or six PAs, and then use other medical personnel to do the check-in, the weight, the blood pressure, that kind of thing.
No, you're absolutely on the point. There are several ways the cost can be reduced in the entire medical system. And one of the ways is to reduce the work a physician has to do if it can be relegated to an assistant or a nurse. And there the roles of physician extenders comes, like physician assistant and nurse practitioners. And they have training in medical care, health care, and they can do excellent work. But, of course, there are limitations on what they can and cannot do. They can only provide care under a physician's supervision, and they can also have limitations in what kind of procedures they can do. So they're very, very good and helpful in screening, immunizations, you know, follow-up cares, or minor surgeries, or minor procedures. But they cannot replace physicians yet. And I don't think that's what any one of us wants anyway.
I don't think so either. Does that answer your question there, Don?
Thank you very much.
Hey, good man. Hey, thanks a lot, Don.
You're welcome.
Well, questions coming in here, you know, from this is the how come you don't sound more outraged about Obamacare? That was the question here, and I said, you know, you know what, Cheryl, I'm sorry, but you ought to be here during the break. Outrage, you know, is I think that's too small a term for what we're hearing coming through here. But
I was saying in the beginning of the show that my wife told me to pipe it down, otherwise the government will come after you. But Carl has offered with his marine background to be my shield. So.
There you go. Hey, you know what? Why not? Here's the thing is that we are changing our medical care. And every doctor I have talked to, whether you're a pro-Obama, which I don't understand that anyway, but even if you're pro-Obamacare or not, we're changing our health care drastically and dramatically. And it's happening already. And you all are like the point of the sword. You're out there watching it every day.
That is true. It's we are in the trenches, and unfortunately, what we are seeing is a fundamental shift in how the healthcare is delivered, controlled. Here's, if I can put the problem in the simple terms, there is a physician, there is a patient. Physician provides the care, patient wants the care. How many people you want to put between the two? More the number of people between the two, worse the care will be, more delayed the care will be, and more costly it will be. So these changes are increasing those people in between the patient and the physician rather than reducing them.
Okay, so and what we're talking about is as soon as you start putting more entities in there, it's just like as you get more senior in the military, more entities between you and the troops. And because then it starts to suffer because you don't really know exactly what everybody's thinking.
What some people, in fact, this one organization said that insurance companies, Medicare, is like the third person in the exam room. Before, I come from a family of physicians, and I recall growing up seeing my father. Yeah, things were much simpler. He had a smaller staff, and he was just essentially the doctor and the patient in the exam room. Now it's the doctor, the patient, and the insurance companies that regulates what we can do.
Okay, we're going to take a break here, but insurance companies, let's talk about that a second. I mean, they're also a gorilla on the table, too. It's not just the government. It's the insurance companies are also driving some of this stuff. Is that right?
Right, but the only thing is because of the free market, we have several insurance companies. So if you're not happy with one, we can switch it. We have a choice. But the government, we don't.
That's true.
Yes.
That's the big thing. We do away with the choice. And
right.
Unfortunately, that's happening, and it's happening in so many areas of our lives, and I just don't understand why people don't recognize that. We're going to be right back. We're talking your medical care. You need to take charge of your medical care, but you need a partner, and that's somebody that cares about you and knows what's going on here. We'll be right back.
Smitty's Heating and Cooling, locally owned since 1994, is all about your family's comfort and peace of mind. With the warm weather here, it's important to get the highest level of value, service, and installation with a Carrier air conditioning system that will provide indoor comfort all year round.
REU's Home Performance Program will increase the efficiency of your home and provide energy savings with the installation of a new Carrier heating system. If your home qualifies, rebates are available up to $9,000, plus utility and manufacturer rebates and federal tax credits. Credits are available over $1,550.
Remember our affiliate, Ducks in a Row? They can also increase efficiency with their high-powered duct cleaning system. Act now and receive $50 off your duct cleaning.
Turn to the experts at Smitty's Heating and Cooling, your local Carrier Factory authorized dealer. Call 221-2600. Smitty's Heating and Cooling, the most trusted name in customer care.
And get it. Sunday, September 9th, Lake Redding Park will again be ablaze as those crazy yellow-shirted Asphalt Cowboys fire up the barbecues for their annual Asphalt Cowboys Community Barbecue Feast. You're invited to join 7,000 of your closest friends and neighbors for food, the fun, and plenty of entertainment. Swing by the park between 11 a.m. and 6 p.m. and partake of the finest fire-grilled tri-tip or chicken, salad, cowboy beans, garlic bread, milk, or coffee. Whether you choose to make this lunch or dinner, eat it there, or use the convenient drive-thru, your participation will support the annual tradition of Rodeo Week activities put on by the Zany Asphalt Cowboys. Place a bid at the annual live auction between 1 and 3 p.m. Eat a great meal, support a great cause, and make an Asphalt Cowboy a happy guy. Heck, let's make them all happy. Tickets are $7 in advance. They can be purchased at Lulu's Restaurant, San Francisco Deli, the Paint Marts in Redding and Anderson, or from any Asphalt Cowboy. $8 the day of the barbecue. It all happens in Lake Redding Park between 11 a.m. and 6 p.m. Sunday, September 9th. Come and get it.
I'm here with Joe Adamson of Adamson's Peak Performance. What's going on at Adamson's?
Hi, Rachel. Summer's here, and you know what that means. Swimsuits, shorts, tank tops. Now's the time to get started. Virtually every client that comes to Adamson's Peak Performance wants three things. Lose fat, look better, and feel healthier. We've developed a personal training and nutrition program that accomplishes just that.
Can you tell us a little bit about this program?
Yes, it's called the New Body 180 because it's 180 days long and because it includes everything you need to make a 180-degree change in the way you look and feel.
Well, I hear you've had some really great results with this program.
We've had women lose up to 3 jean sizes in just the first 12 weeks.
To get started or for more information on the New Body 180, call Steve at 221-8006 or go online to AdamsonsPeakPerformance.com. Get the New Body 180. Turn your life around with Adamson's Peak Performance.
The hotline is open on KCNR 1460, 530-605-4567.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl and Linda Bott. This portion of the show is brought to you by Redding Harley-Davidson. You know, it's still great Redding weather out there. Maybe a little hot, a little smoky. Just means you have to drive faster on that Harley. Head on down to 1268 Twin View Boulevard. Go down and see Nathan down there at Redding Harley-Davidson. See what kind of bike. They have a bike that fits every need, fits everybody. And after you get that motorcycle, then you get the clothes, those great clothes and the jackets and all that stuff that goes with it. Give them a call, 241-7117, and you get to ride a motorcycle that is an icon, that is part of Americana. Redding Harley-Davidson, 1268 Twin View Boulevard, Redding. Experience the ride, live the dream. Redding Harley-Davidson. Okay, our guest today, Dr. Paige Danuka and Dr. John Napomuceno. And we're talking how to keep health care costs down, among the other things that we've talked about the failure of Obamacare and, and so many physicians actually leaving the job. But let's go into urgent care. You can save money that way, too.
Yeah. I would like to just give some little bit of data here. There are almost 130 million visits to the emergency room in the country every year. That's almost one visit for every two people. A lot of these visits, there are studies which show that anywhere between 25 to 50% of these visits are not really emergent. They can go in an outpatient setting. The reason that is nowadays very common is because primary care are less available. Almost one-third to half the people cannot get a same-day or next-day appointment with their primary care. Also, what happens when you go to emergency room nowadays is you have to wait 4 to 6 hours. In fact, I'll give you an example. I took my daughter to the emergency room in the hospital last year in the middle of night, and despite of knowing everybody, I had to wait 3 hours in the waiting area, and 5 hours later, I left without being seen because they were so busy.
And where was this at?
I wouldn't name that.
Is this the place that you...
No, both okay, of, you know, it doesn't matter.
They know you. They know you, right.
But it's just,
five hours.
Because the thing is, they are just so busy. They're overburdened. So what happens is when you go for emergency room care, emergency room, let's say, for sore throat, for some fever, for some abdominal pain, for UTI, of some minor thing, which is not a big heart attack, which is not a respiratory failure, which is not a big bleeding to...
Yeah, blood's not pumping.
Right, right. So a lot of these things can be taken care of outside the emergency room for much less cost. In fact, there are studies that if you go to an urgent care center, you can reduce the cost by $500 to $600 for the same diagnosis compared to going to the emergency room. So with these things in mind, a couple of physicians, family practice here, we had started this urgent care center, Pulse Urgent Care Center, and I have Dr. Napomuceno from there. So I would like Dr. John Napomuceno to talk more about that, how urgent care can fit in your day-to-day needs for urgent care and reduce the cost, chance of infection, and weight.
It could save you thousands of dollars. Yeah. Okay, I'm sorry.
Well, a minimum cost to a visit to the emergency room is about $1,000. Would be $1,000 just to make it into the front, through the front
just
door.
Just to walk through the
just
front
to walk
door.
Through the front door. And that's personal experience but I think, first thing, people have to realize what kind of cases are appropriate for emergency room, what kind of symptoms or cases are appropriate for an urgent care visit. So if you have any signs or symptoms of strokes or a heart attack or seizure, that'd be one of the first, that's a trip to the emergency room. Yeah. There's data that shows that the majority of visits to the emergency room sore throats, ear infections, colds, and And those
they may be uncomfortable, but they're not life-threatening.
They're not life-threatening.
It's not an emergency.
It's not an emergency, exactly. And when when people, and I've worked in the hospital. I've seen the cases over there, and if people come in because they don't have access to their primary care physician, or else they say they're busy working, so they want to go to, it's much more convenient for them to go to the emergency room, but they have to wait 4 or 5 hours. Yeah. Cases that you can see in urgent care would be, like I'd mentioned, a sore throat, a cough, ear pain.
Minor stitches, all those kind of
things. Cuts, if they have cuts. Working in urgent care, I've seen people walk in there because they're trying to save money, and they have big lacerations, and it's like, okay.
I know people that are there, and they go, well, we get someone in there that's kind of like, how'd you even get in here?
Exactly. And other things also that, if they need medication refills, and they don't have access to their primary care physician, going to an urgent care is appropriate.
Yeah. We've done that before. We've done that where it's 3 days to get to see this, and they don't want, we have to see you, we just won't rewrite it. Linda will go to an urgent care center and have it done.
Yeah. Many times they can do x-rays and, send you for lab work if necessary.
Yes.
And, stitches, some bruises and cuts and sprains, a fever, stomach pain, burning in the UTIs. All those things can be easily handled. Some minor difficulty in breathing, pneumonia. These things can be easily handled, right?
Yes, John? Yes, sure.
And we're saying here is this saves you money. Yes. Go into that instead of the emergency room. Plus, it helps depopulate the emergency room,
exactly.
And then you can save hundreds of dollars, $1,000 to walk through the door. In an emergency room,
minimum.
And if you have insurance, you're going to be paying that. But to go into a urgent care center, which we have several of here, and Pulse, and that you can walk in immediately, save half of that, at least half of that.
Actually, generally the cost of the visits in urgent care is mostly in the range of $100 to $250.
Absolutely, yeah,
I mean, that's if I can say that, that's. Let's say you go to emergency room, $1,000. Even if you have insurance, if your deductible is high, or if you have co-pocket expenses, out-of-pocket expenses of 20%, you still end up paying $200 out-of-pocket, just as a co-payment. So it's cheaper, plus the visits are generally shorter. Within an hour or so, you're done compared to an emergency room?
Exactly. Studies have shown that wait time in the emergency room has increased to about 4 to 6 hours. 50% of the visits are, you have to wait about four hours.
Well, and the reason is people are going in there because it's not an emergency. They're seeing people that have real emergencies. We got to take a quick break, and then we'll come back for our last segment. Carl and DeBott, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460.
You're speaking with Mr. Edgar Lumpf, universally recognized as the world's most timid man, winner of the Nobel Prize for Cowardice. Mr. Lumpf.
What's that?
That's a microphone, sir.
I don't want to touch it. I'm afraid of electricity.
I'll hold it for you.
Not too close.
Mr. Lumpf, as the world's most timid man, when is the last time you were out of your house?
Last month, for my regular dental checkup.
Mr. Lumpf, I find that hard to believe. Of the 90 million Americans afraid to go to the dentist, you have to be number one.
But Dr. William Farrell is my dentist. He offers sedation dentistry, so I don't really know what he does. I'm afraid to ask. But look at these.
Mr. Lumpf, you have a charming, gleaming smile.
All thanks to Dr. William Farrell and his wonderful staff.
And as winner of the Cowardice Award, you have a lot more to smile about.
I haven't picked it up yet. I'm afraid of flying and Norwegians.
Take it from Mr. Lumpf, the world's most timid man. You don't have to conquer your fear of dentistry. Dr. William Farrell will do that for you. Visit PaloCedroDentistry.com or call 547-5757.
I'm here with Joe Adamson of Adamson's Peak Performance. What's going on at Adamson's?
Hi, Rachel. Summer's here, and you know what that means. Swimsuits, shorts, tank tops. Now's the time to get started. Virtually every client that comes to Adamson's Peak Performance wants 3 things. Lose fat, look better, and feel healthier. We've developed a personal training and nutrition program that accomplishes just that.
Can you tell us a little bit about this program?
Yes, it's called the New Body 180 because it's 180 days long and because it includes everything you need to make a 180-degree change in the way you look and feel.
Well, I hear you've had some really great results with this program.
We've had women lose up to 3 jean sizes in just the first 12 weeks.
To get started or for more information on the new Body 180, call Steve at 221-8006 or go online to AdamsonsPeakPerformance.com. Get the new Body 180. Turn your life around with Adamson's Peak Performance.
Hi, I'm Deanna Wallner. My husband Andy and his brother Patrick cherish the memory of their founder, Al Barefoot Wallner, for his commitment to build a company based on integrity, superior service, and 100% customer satisfaction. The Wallner family employ professionals highly trained to assist you in saving both water and energy. They can provide water audits to save money while conserving our precious natural resources. Wallner's team can provide you with water-saving dual-flush toilets, low-flow shower heads, and a selection of the most energy-efficient heating, air conditioning, and solar water heating systems on the market today. You can depend on Wallner. They have a proven reputation as the North State's total comfort specialist for real service, real experience, real value, real savings, and real guarantees. No job is too large. Wallner Plumbing, Heating, and Air. Over 44 years serving Shasta and Tehama counties.
Well, I won't back down. No, I won't.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. 8:55 in the morning, our last segment here, August 29th, 63 degrees out there. Linda's on assignment, heading to a family reunion in Cortez, Colorado. And little known fact, they're having the Four Corners bike rally there, so it'll be like 300,000 outlaw bikers there. She's driving through with her dad and mom. I'm not going to get into this. My guests, Dr. Paige Danuka and Dr. John Napomuceno. John, we've been talking about emergency rooms being overrun, cost, and everything, and that we have urgent care facilities right here in town. Now, you work at what? Pulse? You work at Pulse?
I work at Pulse Urgent Care.
Okay. And so we're talking about being able to cut your waiting time in half or even less than that, I guess. I mean, if you've got a five-hour waiting time at an emergency room.
Yeah, over in the urgent care, we can see patients are usually within a half hour, an hour. Wait time is considerably a lot less. And also, because of our hours at the urgent at the Pulse, it's from 10 a.m. till 8 p.m. So okay. After hours is great for working people. For families, they bring their kids in after school, or because a lot of times people will hold off on seeing a doctor, getting any kind of treatment until after the work, and after they when the kids come home from school, and they'll bring the kids in over there.
Well, you'll sit there and watch a lot of times with kids, and it. Are they really feeling that bad? Or we have some dramatics going on here, and then we have the projectile vomiting. So maybe it's the time to take them.
Yes.
And instead of taking them to the emergency room, you take them to an urgent care center.
Yeah.
And you save money and time. I mean, I frankly think that's a great idea. I haven't been to an emergency room since. Oh, it's been like 8 years, but I was transported by helicopters.
Oh.
So it wasn't my fault.
Okay. But you're also open on the weekend, right?
Yes, we're open 7 days a week. And from 10 a.m. to 8 p.m.
Okay, now part of the emergency thing, though, it's open, long hours. Can people see you, say, a little bit after 8 or, things like that? Or do you have special things?
No.
Okay.
Yes.
Oh, okay. For some reason, I thought we were talking about if you could, by special arrangement or something like that, you could see somebody.
Yeah, because generally what happens is in the night, only the true heart attacks or strokes come in,
mm-hmm.
which cannot be handled in urgent care anyway.
Right.
But most of the other things which happen earlier, and if you're working, you don't want to take time off from work. So right. That's why they're open until 8 o'clock.
Okay, well, 8 o'clock, from 10 till 8, like you said, and saving money, being seen right away. For me, frankly, waiting 4 hours,
yeah.
waiting 4 hours for anything yeah. is, somehow beyond my ability to do that. The Super Bowl is coming on. So what?
And all, if I can mention one more thing. We were just talking about it earlier, that how it helps the community also, because if emergency rooms are crowded with the non-emergent things, the true emergencies can take a back seat, can slip through the cracks. So it's important for us to realize that if we take those non-emergencies out,
people who really, really need it can use it better.
Well, that's it. If you know, how many times have you heard that horrible story, somebody bled out or something like that in an emergency room because they were so busy in these, I mean, these like big cities, not like around here. Where if you can get people into the urgent care, then and then now all of a sudden the people with the severe injuries can be treated, right away, and then people with, you know, that next, then down to the next stage. I think it's a no-brainer personally. And the other thing, too, is you get a physician who can spend time with you.
Yes.
And you probably see people more than once, too.
Yes, yes. Actually, what's happening is that urgent care is becoming like a primary care.
That's what I thought. Yes. You know, because I, you know what? That's what I understand.
And let me add also that if you have a primary care physician, it's good to call up your primary care doctor and say, "I have this," and then see if it could be seen over there. And because they're being impacted a lot of times, they'll say, if they can't be seen for the same day, they'll suggest that you go to an urgent care center.
Well, because sometimes it takes up to 2 weeks to get you know, an appointment, just that's because nice. And it's going to get worse, my friends, worse and worse and worse. So it's time that, you know, so it's probably the time has come now with these urgent care centers. So, Dr. Piyush Dhanuka and Dr. John Napomuceno, thank you so much for being here. And, you know, this monthly update, Doctor.
Thank you very much for giving us the opportunity. I think this is a very useful information to discuss. And I'm glad that this could be of some use.
Well, it is. And it's just not going to get any better. That's the thing is. And people need to start taking charge of themselves.
Exactly.
Well, okay. Hey, tomorrow we're having Haven Humanian here talking about some of the projects they're doing there. We're also going to be talking more thuggery coming from the Assembly in the Senate down in Sacramento. Carl and Linda Bott. Just remember, it's the good guys against the bad guys. Which are you?
And you're listening to KCNR Shasta Redding.
Fox News Radio, I'm Lisa Brady. Isaac is doing what forecasters expected.
A long, prolonged event. These waters in here of the storm surge are going to take a long time to come down.
James Franklin at the National Hurricane Center has a monster storm surge and sheets of rain flood coastal areas of Louisiana, Alabama, and Mississippi.
This Mississippi Gulf Coast, 7 years ago today, suffered the worst natural disaster in this nation's history. We are prepared for this. We're going to take this on and come through this.
Mississippi Governor Phil Bryant, but not everyone heeded evacuation warnings, and attempted boat rescues are now the only option in some low-lying areas where residents are feared trapped. So far, the improved levees in New Orleans are holding, but the surge overtopped one rural levee in Plaquemines Parish. And in Louisiana alone, around a 500,000 customers with no power. Fox Radio's Courtney Keeley at the Hurricane Center in Miami.
Forecasters here say the threat of storm surges of 6 to 12 feet and flooding is likely to continue.